Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I like to count him as a good friend of mine. He and his wife are just great, wonderful people and friends of the family. Our children are our friends. Jimmy Vaughn has been busy last year into this year, been out touring with Bob Dylan around the world. And he calls Austin his home, another great Texan in the fight against the globalists. And he'll be with us for the next 30 minutes talking about why he's going to be playing at this Friday's March 2nd, Texas Independence Day, there at the Capitol and taking part in the parade. Jimmy Vaughn, again, it's great to have you here. It's
great to be here, Alex. How you doing?
It's awesome. You look slick, man. I should have gotten slicked up for the interview.
Hey, well, you know, you never know what's going to happen, so you better get your hair combed.
Exactly. Right? Later in the next segment, we're going to play a song you did, Spy Tips. But before we get into that, because that ties into this, in fact, I've got the flyer here for the event, and it says, don't tag Texas, because it's tags on the cars, it's tags on the chickens, the cows, tags on the property. Jimmy Vaughn, why have you gotten involved in all of this?
Well, as a born in Texas, free, independent citizen of Texas, I remember when our records used to come out and they would have the barcode on there, I remember feeling like a can of beans, you know. And I just don't want anything to do with it, any kind of tracking and tracing, and, you know, like I say, I'm free and independent, so I don't want anything to do with it, and I don't think anybody else does either. You know, even when I was a little kid, going to vacation Bible school, they told us about stuff like this. Whether it's the same thing, I don't know, but I believe it is, and I don't want anything on me, in me, or that I don't choose.
In fact, this is serious. Legislatures like Wisconsin and one other are passing laws saying the government can't make you take this because the Mexican Attorney General made his employees take chips. We had a police chief on a few years ago from Bergen County, big county in New Jersey, saying he wants everybody to be made to take them. These companies are really pushing this. How does it tie in with the roads? Because we've also got the tracker chips they want to put in our cars for those.
Well, basically, I think they want to tag everything on Earth and track us 24/7. Basically, I mean, that's what they want in the end. So
now the people don't want it, but
no, not the people. I'm saying.
I mean, I agree. The people don't want it, but they're still doing it.
Well, that seems to be the regular thing that's going on these days, doesn't it? The people don't want it, but they still do it. So that's why I'm here, just exercising my free speech. And I want to tell all my friends and loved ones and people that might like my music or something that I think you need to study up on this a little bit because I don't think you want it. As soon as you read about it, you know, I'm just a regular guy that read and I looked at your website and I read Spy Chips, the book, and I, you know, I'm not particularly smart guy, but I figured it out.
Oh, that's
and
not
so,
true.
Well, I'm just saying that if I can figure it out, most of you can. So, you know, I just love freedom, and this is not freedom. This is the opposite of freedom, and I just want to warn everybody, and do everything I can.
Well, you also love cars, and I love cars, and I love the open road. They're going to ruin that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they want to take away everything that I love, and they're trying to already, so I just want to warn people, and I couldn't stand it not to say anything, and this is what I have to do. So I'm doing this because I love you.
Well, we love you too, Jimmy. Now, I tell you, you got pretty riled up just a few months ago. I heard when you went down to one of these meetings around the state concerning the Trans-Texas Corridor, I heard you got pretty fired up.
Well, it was bizarre. I mean, they had this crew come in. It was one of the local meetings, and they had this crew come in from people from out of state. Some of them were from out of the country. They had some guy that was leading the presentation who had a very German Austrian accent. You know, it was pretty scary, and there was all these people, two, three generation families sitting there listening.
I tell you what, we got a break. When we come back, tell us the climax of this and what they were trying to push.
Sure.
Jimmy Vaughn's our guest. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You, just the same, I felt brand new for you. I look at you. If I made a pass at you, or would you say you better?
Jimmy, so much is happening. We're going to have Ron Paul's chief of staff out there at the meeting, at the big rally and march coming up on Friday, March 2nd. And we're going to get more into that. And we've got the lady from Spy Chips come on, who's also going to be speaking there, coming up for just about 5 minutes with us on air from the 24 to the 30, that little mini segment we do in the middle of the hour. But right now, let's finish up with that story. You went to one of these myriad Campo slash Texas, Trans-Texas Corridor meetings. There were a bunch of people there. No one was for it. They've had meetings where there's 1,100 people, and six people raised their hand for it when they asked who's for it. And then you were talking about how surreal it was with all these out-of-towners there trying to pitch people. Go through that.
Yeah, they sat behind their little desks and tables in front of us. And they had the microphone. You had to walk way up in the front to speak, so you couldn't. They didn't want you looking at the people, right, when you were speaking. And then the guy behind the podium, you know, had like a Nazi-sounding accent. You know, it was very weird. And then they explained to us how they were going to take the land, and if you had so much time, if you didn't go along with them, then how they were going to get it. And
that's right. They're using the new Supreme Court ruling to snatch your property without due process.
But you couldn't really understand what the guy was saying. because he was talking like this, you know, whatever he was doing.
He had the monocle.
Yeah, so you couldn't understand him. You couldn't really hear him. And there was a lot of nice little old ladies sitting around me that have probably been, their families have been there for 200 years, you know, in Bastrop County, right? And they're all going, well, I guess it's for the good. And, you know, I mean, it was just sickening. And so at the end, they called her. You had to sign in, and you have to give them your address and everything, you know, if you're going to talk. And you get up there, and so I got up there, and I just asked them, I said, how do you people sleep at night? How can you do this? I mean, how can you go around like this and tell the people that you're going to do this, you know, take their stuff? So I just told the people, I said, I think they're going to come and take your stuff and kick you off your land. Maybe worse. I don't know.
I heard it was powerful. I wish we had a video of that. Now, to understand this for those that just joined us, this is where all the key growth belts are, all the most valuable land, 8,000 miles of roads. They're talking about 10 miles of land they could take on either side. And the legislature tried to see these agreements with foreign companies like Centra of Spain and Zachary of Australia, and they said, no, it's secret agreements because it's corporate privatization agreements, and so no one can even get the actual facts. And now they said they wouldn't put them on existing roads. Now they've announced they are. We already have the documents. I mean, this is a bunch of foreign crooks coming in here with a bunch of slick advertising and telling us what they're going to do.
Well, yes, that's what it sounds like to me, and I don't want any part of it, and I don't think anybody in Texas does either. And I don't know how they're going to do it. I know how they might think they're going to do it, but it's not going to work. And they can have all the fake elections, and they can say they're going to do this and say they're going to do that, but I don't see how they're going to take the land from the people.
If just 5% stand up, it's an impossible job. And, you know, growing up, being born in Texas, you know, your music born out of Texas, the whole culture, I mean, I love it. I'm a Texan as well, and born and bred, proud of that. And I'm also sad, but at the same time proud that the fight is here. The fight on cancer vaccines that are deadly, the fight on open borders, the fight on the Trans-Texas NAFTA superhighways, the fight on so many issues is taking place right here in Texas.
It's unbelievable. It's a very interesting time to be alive, and I reflect on this kind of stuff daily, and I really, just a few years ago, had no idea about this, except what, you know, what I heard when I was a little kid from my grandmother. And I remember one of my teachers one time in school read the Bill of Rights and told us about the Constitution, and we heard a little bit of history about
it. They don't even do that now.
They don't do that now, so that's the reason I'm saying that. And I remembered what she said. She read the Bill of Rights, and I'm just not going for it. This is not what Texas is about. So, I'm trying to wake up. I'm a student of liberty. I'm a student of the Constitution. I'm a student of Texas, and I love it here. And my family's from here and been here a long time. And I just want to do my part, and you know, so my kids and my family can be from Texas like me.
Were you excited when you heard that Ron Paul's running for president?
Absolutely. Well, Ron Paul sort of, he was the guy that really sort of got me into the Constitution. And I started, you know, reading stuff that he wrote and seeing him on TV. I watched the Libertarian Convention one year, several years ago, and started reading little pamphlets and watching him, his speeches. And then you know, some other guys around town, Badnarik, and I started going to Constitution classes, and that was interesting. And I don't know, I just like to read this stuff, and it's interesting to me. And
now, you say you just woke up, but I've talked to you before. I mean, I remember you saying that.
Well, I mean, over the last few years.
Yeah.
It's not something that, you know, say maybe when I was 40. Something I started, you know, used to watch television shows, The Outer Limits, and you think that's pretty far out.
Yeah.
The real stuff that's going on is a lot more interesting and a lot more far out than Outer Limits.
Well, you are extremely informed, and so is your wife. It's got to be great to have a partner in life who is just as awake as you are.
Yeah, absolutely. She's wonderful, and we sort of came into all this stuff together and reading about all this, and just really waking up, and, you know, what can I say? I mean, I want to. What are we going to tell our kids? We have to do this.
We have to do it. We don't have a choice. People say, well, can we beat it? It doesn't matter. We're going to have a better world if we do fight it. We know if we give in to them, it's going to be horrible. Do you think the New World Order will be able to ever even get fully built before it starts falling, or do you think it's going to be dead on arrival?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that. I know that I don't have to move the rock. I heard somebody say this. All I got to do is push, and God will move the rock. I just have to push. So I don't really want to make any predictions or anything. I think they're in trouble. And like I say, I'm a student of liberty, and that's what I love. So I'm just trying to do my little part here. And, you know, there's not going to be any gig if this everything keeps going on like it is now. I try to tell my musician friends, hey, you guys better wake up, and you better listen, you better read this, and what about this, what about that? And they're like, oh, well, man, we just got to go to the gig. And there's not going to be a gig, you know?
Well, look at the dollar. In fact, we're at the bottom of the hour. We're going to play that song because I don't want to burn the time up we've got here with Jimmy. We're going to come back and talk about Spy Chips with Liz McIntyre on the phone, whether she's going to be here Friday for the event. But I want to, if I can, Jimmy, keep you a little bit into that segment at the bottom of the hour so we can play the song and have time to talk about what inspired you to write that song. But talking about this rally, I'm begging everybody to come out to this. This is so important. Don't tag Texas. Join us in Austin, Texas on Friday, March 2nd, 2007 at 1:30 p.m. Try to get there earlier, right down at the end of Congress, right where it meets the river. It's so important that you be there at Cesar Chavez and Red River in Austin, right off the side of Congress. We're going to march down about 600 yards or so to the Capitol and have 3 hours of speakers. It's important to have a big turnout and to also call the media and tell them to be there to let the globalists, the New World Order, know we're not going to put up with this. What are the songs you're planning to play at the event?
Well, I'm going to play the tune I wrote called Shackles on Me. And I'm just going to do it a couple of times. You'll just have to hear it. You guys have it here. So it explains itself.
Oh, wait, we've got a couple of these. Can we play Shackles on Me later?
You can play it. Yeah, play it now. You can play it.
We're about to go to break, and we're going to come back and talk to Liz McIntyre. But then we will play the Spy Chip song and then Shackles on Me. Two separate songs?
No. It's one song.
Okay, good.
Spy Chip. Shackles. It's the same thing.
Okay, gotcha. Now I understand. I've been so busy, Jimmy, I haven't had a chance to hear it.
That's okay. Nobody's heard it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's never been played.
This is going to be the maiden voyage?
This is the first time.
Well, I'm extremely honored. I tell you, folks, I really like Jimmy. I know a lot of celebrities and, you know, people that are popular in the public eye, but I tell you, he is really just a sweetheart, a nice fella, and his wife and children are just great people. And I am honored to be in this fight, Jimmy, and get to rub elbows with conscientious, upright individuals like yourself.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. And thank you for everything you do, you and your guys, and, people like Ron Paul and all the people who fight for liberty out there. I appreciate it.
Well, we're all in this together. So
that's right. That's right.
I mean, the world they're building is just so amazing. What's it like when you see these yuppies? Or I don't know if you've talked to the yuppie types, and I hate to oversimplify. You tell them, hey, the dollar's been devalued by half. Hey, we're losing our sovereignty. There's a new world order. And they're like, oh, none of that exists. Everything's fine. There's no corruption. I mean, how could people not know that things are going down the tubes?
Well, I think a lot of you see that glass, that gloss over in the eyes, and they turn around. But most of the people that I know are starting to wake up about this stuff.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And people that I don't know. I mean, everywhere. You can go anywhere and you can see it. And the difference is, after doing a little investigation and a little study, you can read the headlines in our Austin paper or any paper, New York Times. It's all right there. You can read the headlines and understand the spin now. Whereas
it's like knowing a new language.
It's just like that book, The Unseen Hand. Did you ever read that book?
Yes, Ralph Epperson. Yeah.
Ralph Epperson, one of my favorite books. I read that book over and over and over and over, and it sort of explains how it works. The Unseen Hand, how they spin history and try to make it seem like it was all a big accident. We had to do this. It was a big accident. We didn't mean for this to happen.
We'll be right back with Jimmy Vaughn in studio. The music's coming up, as well as Liz McIntyre. Stay with us.
morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Jimmy Vaughn in studio with us. He'll be with us into the next segment. We're going to play his new song, Spy Chips.
By Shackles. Shackles on me.
Yep. Spy Chips, Shackles on me?
No, just Shackles.
Okay, because they told me it was Spy Chips. That's where the confusion comes in.
Well, yeah, I wrote it. I read the book, Spy Chips.
Yeah.
So, and I went and saw Liz McIntyre talk. I'd actually written the song before then. Because I've been going to her website, and your website, and different websites, right? Reading about it. And so I was inspired to write the song. So.
Well, this is the first time it's going to be heard. That's coming up just in about 7 minutes. Let's go to Liz McIntyre. Liz, we're honored that you're going to be here in Austin, Texas with us on Friday, March 2nd, for the big Texas Independence Day rally.
Well, Alex, I am so excited to be there, and also that you're going to be there and Jimmy's going to be there. It's going to be not only an important event, it's going to be a very exciting event.
Are you going to drive one of your cool old cars in the parade?
I don't know yet.
I'm thinking about trying to go rent some old convertible and have all my crew in there and the InfoWars cruiser. Who knows though? But I'm going to end the new film I'm making with this rally. This film I'm making is going to blow everything we've made before out of the water. Liz, how do spy chips tie into the National Animal Identification System and the tags they want to put in all the cars and the inspection stickers that tax us down the major roads?
Well, as you know, Alex, for years you've been following this issue with RFID. You know, it's a technology that uses these little microchips that communicate by radio waves from a distance. And the plan is ultimately to tag and track everything. I mean, every pair of pants, every shoe, every car tire, every car, every animal, and even you and I.
Everybody.
Every guitar player?
Yes.
Liz, what's your speech mainly going to be about? Give us a little preview of what's coming up on Friday.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be my pleasure to introduce Jimmy Vaughn and his song. I'm so excited that he'll be playing that today and also Friday at the rally.
The world premiere of it's coming up in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that is just, and I've heard it, by the way. It's fabulous.
I'm envious of you.
Oh, wow. I was so excited when he told me he had written this song, and I'm so honored that he read our book and was inspired to write this song. And then, of course, I'm going to be talking just very briefly. You know, Alex, we don't have a lot of time, each of us. There are lots of speakers. But talking just very briefly about RFID and how it's going to be used to control us and, of course, our food and our transportation.
Now, some good news. Walmart just announced last week that they've had trouble implementing a plan. They claimed all products. They ordered all their manufacturers. They're 30-plus percent of global sales of all retail products. But they had to have these in there, so did the Defense Department, by 2005. But that whole program failed.
Absolutely. The RFID industry is on the run. Consumers hate this technology. People like you, Alex, are telling consumers about it. They had hoped to push it past consumer objections, and they're not going to be able to get away with it.
Jimmy, that's the exciting thing here, is that on every issue, the establishment keeps moving forward, but slower and slower, and in the process, they're making everybody mad, they're pissing everybody off, and literally, the whole world's waking up.
That's
absolutely
right.
And you know what's going to happen, we hope, is that Walmart's going to be holding that great big RFID bag, and it's going to be something they never implement at the item level. That's what we hope.
Well, for those that don't know, literally like Google or a search engine tracks everything in the cyberspace world, if they're able to put RFID into all the products from your tires to your razors to your Campbell's soup can, as they've tried to do, they will be able to track the real world in real time. This is total surveillance.
Absolutely, Alex, and it's silent and invisible. These RFID tags have unique numbers that can link to virtually unlimited information about all of us in a database. And they're talking about putting them in our shirts and our shoes and our pants. We could walk through the doors of a public building or a retail store one day, and someone could scan us and know everything about us.
Well, actually, for 6 years, that store Prada in New York had it where you'd already bought their clothes. When you walked in, it would say, "Hello, Jennifer Johnson. You know, we've got your size in today and some new products." So they admit that's their plan with it.
That's absolutely their plan. And, of course, in our book, Spy Chips, we uncover, you know, the behind-the-scenes, behind-closed-doors conversations and secret confidential materials that support that. I mean, this is not a conspiracy theory, as you know. This is all a big plan. And they're planning to tag and track everything on planet Earth. Everything.
We're going to break here, and Liz, I want you to stay with us just briefly after the song, because I want to get Jimmy's take on it, your take on it, and later we'll open the phones up and also get the callers' take on this new song that is coming up on the other side of this quick break. Everybody needs to be there. That's this Friday, the second day of March, 1:30. You need to meet where Congress comes up against the Colorado River that they call Lake Austin. And it's going to be at Cesar Chavez and Red Rivers where we're going to meet up. And the march starts at 2. Be there. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Shelley, you look
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Jimmy Vaughn's new song. it's a new sound for you. No, I wanted you to introduce this, tell folks the type of music this is, and then we're going to play it.
Well, this is just really a Texas-style blues. It's just me and the guitar tapping my foot on the ground. That's all it is, singing. So, you know, it's in the tradition of Little Son Jackson or Lightnin' Hopkins, like that.
Well, here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Shackles on Me by Jimmy Vaughn. Here it is.
Those RFIDs.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the National ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I said, shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me. Don't want a chip in my mother, chip in my wife, a chip in my babies. Stay out of our life. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother, no more slavery.
Play it for me, baby.
A chip in your forehead, a chip in your arm, always tweaking your brain and causing you harm. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother in the good old USA. I sit down with Big Brother. Chip in me. Everybody. I sat down with Big Brother. Down with Big Brother. Down with Big Brother. Down with Big Brother.
With Big Brother. Down with Big Brother, baby.
Big Brother. It's all about liberty.
Hey, that's great. So you can sing along with that. It's made for a crowd.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to sing along, you can express your opinion with me at the end.
No, during the break, I was saying, I know you've got another appointment. I don't want to keep you too long. I just wanted to be able to say bye to you before you left. Jimmy, that is absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I hope the people like it.
No, no. It's going to be great to be able to say down with Big Brother with the crowd.
On the steps of the Capitol, be great.
Well, I mean, this really is the second Texas re-independence. This is, remember the Alamo. I mean, we're here fighting the New World Order at point blank range. Liz McIntyre, what do you think of that song?
Fabulous. I mean, people are going to be dancing and they're going to be singing at the end. What could be more awesome?
Well, I'm going to play that again before the show ends in the third hour so people can have a, you know, clean listen to it without me screaming down with Big Brother at the end, or maybe I can get my cadence together there at the end and sing along with it. Just a fabulous job, Jimmy. And, again, with people like you and so many others joining the fight, we all bring our own talents to this. I think Big Brother is going to be falling down. He is going to be going down.
Well, I hope so. And thanks, Alex. Thanks for everything. Thanks for having me.
Well, I will see you out there on Friday. What time do you think you'll get down there?
Whenever I'm supposed to. I don't know. I haven't.
But, I mean, you're going to be in the parade, though.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Well, for everybody out there listening, it's going to be, it could be 50,000, 100,000, who knows how many thousands. So try to get down there by noon or 1 o'clock to get your car parked in a garage or on some side street or at one of the meters. You could, or meet us at the Capitol at 2:30. But the march starts at 2 o'clock. It'll take about 20 minutes to march down there. I want to see everyone there. This is so important. We're fighting Big Brother at so many levels. We're on the front lines. I'm asking folks from all over the country to come down. Liz, where are you coming from?
I'm actually going to be driving down from Dallas. And I'll be down there. I'll be marching right along with you, Alex.
Well, I've interviewed you many times, you and Catherine, on air on your fight, and it'll be great to be able to meet you in person. I look forward to seeing you there as well.
Absolutely.
Fire out your website for those that don't know it.
www.spychips.com. That's spychips with an S.
All right. Fantastic. Thank you for joining us, and take care. Drive safe.
Thank you, Alan.
Down the NAFTA Superhighway, I-35. Jimmy Vaughn, I'm going to let you get to your next engagement, and I look forward to seeing you down there on Friday, my friend. I look forward to screaming, "Down with Big Brother," as you stand up there on the
stage. Yeah, everybody's got to sing along with me there. Help me out a little bit.
Oh, man, it's going to be fabulous. Again, good job, my
friend. Thank you, man. Thanks for having us.
I salute you. Thanks for coming in. There goes Jimmy Vaughn, ladies and gentlemen. I tell you, we're fighting it as hard as we can, but please don't ever say that down here in Texas, for some reason it's all happening here, that we weren't fighting. It's the second most populous state. It's now, 27 million. California's like 32 million. And they're reporting that Texas may surpass California in the next decade. And so that's why they're after us. That's why they're trying to do everything here. This is literally, I mean, you can say New York's the heart of the New World Order. It is financially London. But when it comes to their prototypes, their actions, what they're doing, as goes Texas, as they've said back since the 40s, so goes the rest of the nation. And we're right here literally in the geographical center of Texas and in the political center of Texas, fighting these people toe-to-toe. But shifting gears back into the WTC 7 news, I know we've got loaded phone lines. We are going to go to your calls. We're going to go to Sue and Tony and Mike and many others. I know you've been holding since the last hour. We're going to have open phones now just for the rest of the broadcast. Toll-free line to join us. 1-800-259-9231. Some of the news that I'm going to get to in the next hour, and I will cover it in detail, is the global tax. This is out of the United Nations press release. This is from the United Nations website. Climate panel recommends global temperature ceiling carbon tax. Now, you knew what all this hype was about. We read their own documents, but now they're being public about it. No more debate. That's what the hype's all about. Nothing to do with helping the earth. It's just a tax for the global government. Also, they're getting into how Al Gore is a hypocrite with his gargantuan light bill at his mansion, just showing how it's about them being piggish and taking our resources. It's not about saving the earth. We'll also talk about the stock's wild ride up and down today, and how we had a huge global stock market correction yesterday worldwide, and a lot more. We'll be getting into that. We also finally have the audio and the video. It had been reported that Rupert Murdoch said, yeah, Fox News tries to control the agenda and was pro-war, but we failed. Of course, the neocon bloggers got up there and said it wasn't true, it was a lie. Well, C-SPAN aired it Saturday, and I've been so busy all week I haven't played it yet. We have the video. We uploaded it to YouTube. So you can actually go watch the video, too. I'm sure CENTCOM bloggers and propaganda bloggers and government bloggers will get up and say it's not true either. It's fake video. Murdoch didn't say it at the World Economic Forum. So this is the type of scams they're running. I've got several other clips we're going to be playing as well. Before we go to your calls, we are 1 hour and 43 minutes, 44 seconds into this transmission against tyranny. And I have not yet plugged my documentary films or the other videos and books that we carry in the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. All 15 of my films are there. All 15 of my documentaries, my book, many other books that we carry, other great videos like Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition. I mean, have the actual DVD, have the hard case, have the color cover, have it in digital quality. 9/11 Mysteries, Demolitions, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, my film, and so much more. And there's discounts on all these films. I mean, we've got videos discounted as low as $5.95 apiece. You can get Terror Storm for $9.95 when you get America, Freedom to Fascism for $19.95. You can get T-shirts as low as $9.95. You can get black baseball caps at say InfoWars.com on the front, 9/11 equals inside job on the back, as low as $5.95. I mean, there's just so many deals. We're trying to get the information out. Everything we do is about information. We have these great little FM transmitters that plug right into your MP3 iPod, right into any audio jack of a boombox, or into your car, or into your computer. You can just plug it into Genesis Streams or My 24-Hour Stream and send it out. It goes about 60 feet inside a building through walls, about 100 outside, but it comes with a 4-volt plug. You can buy at Radio Shack, the 6-volt. That doubles its power to 200 feet outside and a lot more inside than the 60 feet. And if you get a little FM antenna that clips onto it, and I've talked to people in the industry, but you know, it's FCC approved without all this. It isn't with it, but it will broadcast. It'll double that with the power to 400 feet outside and over 150 feet inside. So you can broadcast to much of your apartment building. You can broadcast to several offices around you and several offices above and below you by boosting it with just a quick trip to Radio Shack, maybe spending $25. Little FM antennas are usually about 15, and the little 6-volt you know, plug that does go into it, I don't know, one of those 10 bucks, I don't know. But this is a great little unit, $69. C-Crank puts it out. That's the cost they sell it at. We have it up on InfoWars.com as well. You really and truly need to get the little transmitters, and then tell everybody, hey, have you tuned in to 90-whatever? You know, it's a little FM transmitter, and then you can tell, you know, 4 or 5 of your neighbors about it, and they can tune in, and in some cases even further, maybe the whole block, maybe part of the neighborhood, depending on what you're able to get out of this, what you kind of soup it up to do, you could say. But it's a great system. We have them here, and we just love it. And I hope you will purchase those. And then that makes this show possible and what we do here possible. Again, InfoWars.com for the inside job and pro Second Amendment T-shirts with the baseball caps, for the books, the videos, all of them. When you get Terror Storm, I don't want you to get it unless you're going to get another DVD burner and make copies. I want you to take action. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book is an e-book. It's got to be over 40, 50 other documentaries I've been authorized to post, hundreds of weekly TV reports I've done, a whole bunch of other special reports. It's got to be 70, 80 in-studio interviews we've done. Just so much. It's a great deal. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, $5.95 a month, or get a yearly membership and get 3 months free. Or just go get a trial membership today. Go get a trial membership to PrisonPlanet.tv, and then you can use it as an activist tool. It's an amazing act because we've got it. The average reports we put out in two different formats in two to three different qualities. The films we put out on there, the big events, are in four different versions. One of them is super high bandwidth download where it looks as good as TV. I mean, it looks like broadcast TV. I wouldn't say it looks like digital cable, but it looks really clear. It's really good. Looks like, you know, when you've got a good reception to the local station on UHF or VHF. I mean, it's clear. You can just download Terror Storm all day, burning it to disk, giving it to people. Once you have it downloaded, just burn, burn, burn. You can burn 3 or 4 of them in a slow computer in an hour. Great activist tool. Or you like a TV show I did, an in-studio report I did, whatever issue it is, somebody you know in the community who will wake up off a specific issue. Thousands of audio files, PrisonPlanet.tv, thousands and thousands of pieces of media. In April, it'll be 3 years, PrisonPlanet.tv has been going. We're about to revamp it, expand it. We're about to add even more bandwidth because the downloads are almost always really good, but sometimes we put a new video up for a few hours, everybody's hitting it, and it might get slow. We just double bandwidth and doubled the servers, and it's because people have been sharing their passcodes. It's slowed down, so we're going to have to go to a load balance super server. I don't care. Whatever. Frankly, I love the fact you're sharing passcodes. But, you know, in the past, I couldn't put videos up for free because we had to pay for it. Now, some key things, you know, we do put up on Google because we want you to see it for free, but here you get an even higher quality to download it, and then by having a membership, it pays for it so we can fund it. And then that helps me pay my webmaster. So if you want to get behind us and what we're doing, PrisonPlanet.tv. Go get your membership today or call toll-free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. If you're not into ordering on the computer, you can order by PayPal or credit card. or you can just call in and order. That's 1-888-253-3139, or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and you get great films and books and T-shirts and materials to get the word out, and FM transmitters, your shortwave radios, the whole nine yards, and little wristbands that say 9/11 is an inside job, defend freedom. It's all there. But at the same time, you also make what we do here possible. And I'm going to thank all of you that have supported us. I want to thank all of you that have gotten the books and videos. You made it all possible. Everything we do here, we couldn't do without the support you gave us. So I salute you. I thank you. I commend you. And I ask you to support us again. All right. When we get back, I'm going to blitz through calls. I'm going to move quickly. I'm going to get to everybody immediately. Sue, Tony, Mike, and many others that are holding. We'll take calls, and then I'm going to recap and get into the main news again and some of the new developments. We're learning there's new news clips, not just CNN, not just two BBCs, an hour, and then one of them 20-something minutes before announcing Building 7 had already fallen. Now people are going through all the archives. They're scanning everything, as I've been telling you to do. We can't do it all. Together we can do this. They blew up Building 7. The government blew it up. It was a CIA compound. That's public. And we're going to defeat them. We're going to win this fight. All right, I want to thank Jimmy Vaughn for being in studio. I want to thank Liz McIntyre. I want to see you all out there on Friday. Be out there by 1, folks, if you're going to have trouble getting down there. We'll be right back with your calls.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Your own personal Jesus, someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone.
All right, let's go straight to your calls. Sue in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling you from Houston, and I'm a great fan of yours.
What do you think of the Building 7 revelations?
Well, I think it's great, and I just hope I live long enough to see these terrible criminals brought to justice in my lifetime. But I want to—I have a question. I have a slight criticism. The question is about that guy in the Newark Cemetery. Remember, you said you were going to try to get
him. Yeah, I've been in contact. I've been playing phone tag. I've been on 100 different stories. For those that don't know, he is a IDF veteran, and he's now lives in the U.S., an American citizen, and he was in the cemetery by a wall, and he heard these guys talking about when the towers get knocked down in September, you know, then the Americans will know what terror is like. And that story looks like it's credible. They've gone out and taken photos, and it's pretty powerful stuff. And we got the FBI letters that he did indeed go tell them that and did warn them. And the FBI's confirmed he talked to them, like 6 months before 9/11.
Is he going to come on your show?
You know, again, we've been working on it. The fellow at the Muckrake Report's called me a bunch. I've called him back some. We're working on it.
Oh, great.
We can't do it all. I mean, hell, I couldn't go watch hundreds of hours of archive news footage to find all these clips.
I know. You're a dynamo, and I hope you never burn out.
Well, I'm on Dr. Deagle's show when this show ends, and then I'm on another show tonight. I mean, I've got to cut back. Frankly, I can't do more. It's insane.
I know that. Now, listen, here's a small criticism, and I absolutely think you're fantastic. But listen, when you're doing these interviews sometime, you finish these sentences for these guests of yours, and I want to hear what they say, but you get so enthusiastic, sometimes you cut them off, and I can't get to hear the end of their sentence.
Well, you should have heard me a few years ago. I think I've gotten better about that.
Well, keep up the dynamic work.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I listen to you here in Houston on the Genesis satellite from 3 to 6 in the morning.
Well, listen,
you know I think you're fantastic.
Well, you're fantastic. Look, I don't care if you criticize me. You don't have to apologize for it. I know how I am. Frankly, it's obnoxious what I do, but it's not trying to show how much I know. When a caller calls in and starts talking about a story, I like to finish it so people know it was in the stack. And so the naysayers out there, because I know that freaks them out, and it also shows them that the person, the guest, isn't making it up, because I can finish the sentence. This is real stuff we're talking about. These are real issues, and we're going to win this fight. But I would also tell you, a lot of people give me criticism, and I know I'm so important for the movement. They say I need to do this, and I need to do that. I'm only one person. I'm 33 years old. I've been doing this for 12 years. I'm not perfect. And, frankly, it isn't all about me. I do a radio show. It's never going to be perfect. It's never going to be delivered perfect. We bust our butt to bring you the best guests, the best information. I'm up here working almost every night till midnight. I make a lot of sacrifices. I started working out again, and I just quit because I'm too busy. I mean, I even hurt my own body in the process to do this. So it doesn't irritate me when you criticize me. It's just, you know, what do you want me to do? You know, I also don't think I owe people a lot. You know, I mean, I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm doing my job. I try my best. I am who I am. And I'm in the arena. Long live the fighters. All right, I'll be right back after a 70-second break, and we'll go right to your calls.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.